Welcome to The Thriving Marriage, the podcast for those who want to get their spouse back in love with them and truly thrive.
You'll learn why 95% of people don't save their marriage and the secret method no one else is talking about that will change everything for you. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Let's turn tragedy to triumph.
Here are your hosts, international marriage experts, Mark Johnston and Heather Choate.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Thriving Marriage Podcast. My name is Mark Johnston. This week's topic is dealing with hot and cold responses, hot and cold emotions. I imagine that many of you, as you are trying to patch together your relationship, you've probably seen some amount of back and forth or hot and cold responses. More I'm dealing with, or I'm going to be talking about, just the responses in general. Like, how do we deal with such extremes and responses? I know a lot of you out there may not, you know, not everyone feels really comfortable navigating very emotional situations. And so I wanted to give you some ideas or some tips on how to approach this. So, we're going to skip some of the extras this week, and we're just going to dive right into the content. Of course, if you have questions or if you're wanting extra help, put into the comments. We do look at this afterward. As I mentioned, I was dealing with some technical difficulties. One of them was I wasn't able to use the streaming platform that I chose where I could actually see comments. So I'm not going to be able to see it live here, which, you know, I usually like to respond to a lot of your comments. But anyways, what we're referring to is, like I said, these hot and cold responses. And I want to talk about what's causing these things. Very, very likely, what you are seeing when you see your spouse be very, very cold or turn very hot, you're very likely dealing with more intense emotions. You're also probably, it's mostly that. Now, there could be a lot of things playing into these sort of responses. And I do think that figuring out the motivation for the response is really key to understanding. You know, in some cases, you know, might ask, you know, do they simply want to be upset? I don't know if any of you ever experienced this. But sometimes there's just kind of this idea of like, I just want to be upset. It comes from like the sense that, you know, being upset is justified. If I let go of this, then I won't be heard. Or, you know, I want to feel right in my response. They deserve this sort of response from me. A lot of things like that. And sometimes your partner might want to feel upset. Perhaps they want to feel understood. Sometimes, and especially more, well, actually in just any kind of response, maybe your spouse wants to feel heard or listened to. They want to feel like their feelings are validated, which can be a big thing with any of these sort of responses. Maybe your spouse wants someone to reach out to them. This, I think, is another extension of wanting to feel validated. If you reach out to them and they're heard and their feelings are justified, this is a good thing. Or maybe they want you to apologize. But like, what I'm getting at here is there's a lot of different motivations for these responses, and there's too many to list here, essentially. All of you, I would hope, know your partner much better than I would. And so you need to ask yourself, okay, well, what is really motivating this response? Because these responses are coming from somewhere. There is a motivation. There is an end goal, even if they are not aware of that. You know, I can think back to those times when I myself have experience more intense emotions, and I'll admit I'm one of those that might be a bit more cold at times, or it might flip and I might have a bit of a temper. I know that a lot of these motivations have popped up at different points over the years. But in each of these cases, I would say that because I'm, in those moments, because I was reacting to emotions I was feeling, I didn't really know what my motivation was. I didn't take time to think about it. I just knew that either I didn't want to talk, or I wasn't going to speak to my wife because I was upset. Or, maybe I'm upset with my children and they deserve to hear that what they're doing is wrong. And so I might be reacting in some amount of anger. While I'm saying that when people are in the swing of their emotion, they might not understand their motivation, it's still a very important thing to help get further in these situations. I want to talk a little bit about more specific responses, some of these cold responses or some of the hot responses, starting with the cold ones. So cold responses, what I mean by this, just in case I haven't made this clear, cold responses are going to look like distancing, avoiding conversation. They might be shorter or strained conversations or communication. It might look like walls or boundaries. I know many clients that I work with are dealing with silent treatment where their spouse won't say anything, sometimes even for days. Perhaps it is like this passive aggressiveness sort of situation. Or it might be that your spouse agrees to something that you say and then they don't really mean it. This is still a way of avoiding, and I still think this is a bit of a colder response. What tends to motivate these kind of responses is there is an amount of avoidance of discomfort. The people who are typically putting out these cold responses are not going to be confronting things themselves, but there's a strong sense of discomfort or resistance to taking the first step. This could be coming from, a sense of justice or rightness, such as I shouldn't have to be the first one to apologize. Or it might come about from self-preservation or protection, as in confronting the problem will be uncomfortable. They might perceive that you are going to get angry with them. They might perceive that you're not going to listen to them, or that it's not going to do any good. So they just don't talk at all. Initially, I had planned out having someone to talk about this on the podcast with me. I had some people fall back, but I wanted to just kind of examine where I see these cold responses. My wife has been on the podcast a little bit more recently. One of the things I wanted to talk about with her was this sort of thing. Without her to bounce some ideas off of, I'll instead be very open myself. And I'll say that I myself tend to lean in this direction. Not always, but this is more my go-to in terms of cold responses. If I'm reacting emotionally, to help you see kind of the inner workings of something like this, in case this is not you, if I'm upset, I'll often try to justify my behavior. I'll say, I'm almost always the one to take the first move. I'm almost always the one to apologize first. I'm not going to say the first thing, even though these statements might not be entirely accurate. So there is a bit of that sense of justice or rightness. I'm not going to do this. There's a sense of wanting to feel validated. And for me personally, wanting to feel as though my emotions are okay, that there's some understanding, like it makes sense that I might have reacted the way that I did. And I just want someone to reach out and say that. I might not say it outright because I, you know, some part of me might recognize that I don't want to fight about this. I don't want to have to defend myself. I just want someone to feel understanding and validate my concerns. And so if I'm leaning more in that cold direction, this is oftentimes a lot of things that are going through my head. And I wonder if any of you identify with this side of things, or if any of you see your partner do these kind of things where they turn cold, they have some perceived slight that they're holding on to that you need to respond to, but they won't respond to you. What's generally helped my wife and I to get past these kind of responses, I can even, you know, my wife and I, we don't have frequent arguments, but I can remember one some time ago where I was feeling this way. And, you know, I think on that day we just had extra stress, less sleep. You know, with young kids, sometimes they can be very cranky and that just ramps the stress level up. And I can't even remember what I was upset about, but I just wanted my wife to get why I was upset. I didn't want to have to go to her and get her to try and understand me. I didn't want to have to explain myself. I just wanted my wife to understand me. And I recognize that wasn't really a logical way to approach this. But what helped me get out of that funk was my wife approaching and wanting to validate my concerns. She wanted to, she apologized. She wasn't entirely sure what she was apologizing for, but we were able to get past that. And like I said, I recognize in that moment, I was not responding well. I was responding with these cold, avoidant sort of actions. And it took some warmer responses to thaw me out a bit. And the same, you know, I'm glad to say that I provide the same sort of, I wouldn't call it service, but, you know, the support for my wife at times. Perhaps she won't be speaking what she's feeling. Perhaps she won't be expressing some of her frustrations. And as I approach and try to get her to speak up or to really validate that things, hey, things are hard, it's understandable, it's okay, she tends to come out of that. Now this, interestingly enough, a lot of the motivations for these cold responses are similar to the hot responses that you might see. Now hot responses are going to be different in that you're going to see more arguing, yelling, challenging, confronting, more of a stronger outward sort of expression of emotions. And this is really the only big difference here. I see that the cold responses and the hot responses have a lot of times the same sort of fuel. It's just more of a, is it an outward response or an inward response? Am I turning into myself or am I pushing all that outward? So, and at times there might be a need, a sense of justice or rightness, as in, I'm not going to let them do this to me. I'm not going to let them do this to someone else. I'm going to deal with this problem. I'm not going to stand by and sit idly by while people do nothing. And do you see, it's like, it might even be the same motivations, that self-preservation or protection, as in, I'm going to protect myself, and so I'm going to put out the first punch, so to speak. Or maybe it's, you know, a sense of solving problems. Like instead of saying, I'm going to sit back and I want someone to solve it for me, like I'm going to take care of this myself. But if you listen to this many of the motivations are very similar. And as I said, it's just whether your partner tends to internalize that or push it outward. And in many cases, you know, just like I was explaining with the cold responses, there is still a need to have some amount of validation and some understanding to get much of anywhere. I myself, as I mentioned, there's sometimes when my responses are a bit more hot, sometimes when it's a bit more cold, I do tend to lean towards those colder responses. But, you know, where I see hot responses in my life, you know, for me myself, I tend to see this as, you know, I push down some of these emotions until it all erupts. You might see that in your partner, especially if they have more cold responses. Eventually, that resentment bubbles over and it will explode out. Though perhaps if your partner is more consistently hot, you might see this a lot more, more frequently, that challenging aspect of things. Where I see this more, it tends to be in people who are feeling very hurt. It tends to be in people who are feeling that they need to correct problems, that they themselves need to be the one that is solving things, still reacting to emotion. I can recall one time quite some time ago, responding to a very, very angry potential client. This is many years ago before I had my own business here, when I was doing some intake interviews. And because of certain rules that the facility I was working at, we had to turn away an individual until the next day. And the mother was the one that had brought this person in, and the mother became very hot, became very upset, started yelling. And we can see some of these motivations here. There's a sense of injustice, a sense of a need to protect, needing to solve the problems on her own. Otherwise, her daughter might be in trouble. And in that case, there was some ability on my end to hear her out and to validate some of her concerns. And we were able to get past this response. And this is the key in this moment, the key in when my wife supports me or when I support her. The key is being able to not react to your own emotions in these times. So, I mean, if your spouse is acting very cold towards you, if they aren't speaking towards you, it's not going to really do you any good to respond angrily or to be distant, you know, very distant yourself because you are feeling upset. Now, this is different from, say, consciously choosing to give some space. That's a very different response. But if you are reacting and saying, fine, if this person isn't going to talk to me, if my partner's not going to talk to me, I'm not going to talk to them. Or if you're saying, they're not going to talk to me, I'm going to let them have a piece of my mind. This is the problem with these responses in general. Your partner is reacting emotionally. And if you react emotionally in kind, this is going to be a situation that's going to escalate. It's going to turn into a bigger problem potentially. And so, you know, some tips, some thoughts on that is, you know, you might need to take a break from the emotional situation yourself until you can calm down. Take time to examine your goals and question whether you are working towards that goal. Are you saying, I'm trying to calm the situation down? I'm trying to understand my spouse. I am trying to resolve some problems. I'm trying to have a better, more effective communication. I'm trying to grow closer to my spouse. And you need to examine that goal and ask yourself, is my response getting me there? Quite often, if you have taken the time to examine your goals and you are reacting emotionally, very likely you are not getting closer to that goal. Some things that can really help with this and not reacting emotionally is making sure that you have some, on the one hand, confidence in your state, as in knowing what knowing what you are doing in the situation, being confident in your own motivations and intents. Quite often I will see a one of these really emotional responses from a partner, and my client might fold. They might give in too much. The partner might say, "You're never there for me." And there's just kind of this trying inward, like, where they start to lose confidence in their own state, which then, can lead to the drawing in or pushing back out. It leads to that emotional response. If you are confident in your own motivations and intents, it really helps you to move past some of these emotions. Now, this doesn't mean that you aren't willing to receive feedback. And that's where the balance is, where you have to have confidence in your own state and being willing to hear someone else out. I'll say an expert in this is my wife, Jennifer, where, when I'm not, this is what, however, goes when they're feeling a bit emotional, when they're stressed, I might say, "Hey, I might complain to her and say, "Hey, you haven't been there for me. You haven't done this for me," or whatever it might be, whatever the complaint is. And my wife will very confidently say, that's not correct. I've been here. I've been supporting you here, and here." But then she turns that and says, and is willing to receive feedback. But she says, "I can see that you need some support now. And I would, I'd like to hear that." Here's some confidence saying, "This is how it actually is on my end. Let's talk about the kind of support that you're looking for." And this, if you can balance that confidence and the ability to receive feedback, the ability to validate some of the other person's emotions, in many cases, this is how you can avoid some of that emotional reaction yourself, and how you can move past these emotional reactions from your spouse. Now, fortunately, we actually have an expert on our team on dealing with your own emotions, being able to help in a healthy way manage those emotions and be more mindful of your responses. In the coming months, we're actually going to be doing regular workshops, low-cost workshops on specific skills and tools. And this is going to be one of the ones coming up. We're going to probably be having this particular one sometime either in late January or in February. So, and then sometime in the next couple months. Of course, holidays are coming up, and we're going to be a bit busy with that. But we'll be rolling these sort of things out after the break. So I hope this discussion was helpful, at least even with some of the setbacks that we had. If you have some questions, please put it in the comments. I'd love to take a look at this a little bit later today and respond to some of you. If you're needing a little bit of extra help, also put it in the comments. We would love to hear from you and see how we might be able to support you better. With that, thank you all for listening, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks for listening to The Thriving Marriage, your A to Z blueprint for not just surviving marriage, but thriving. Until next time, my friends, thrive on.